Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. It is 6:05. Thank God Jen Tui is back.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Good morning, Tim.
Rounds of Trump Timmy, trying to take guesses on Cleveland. How much do you make?
How was it? Did you do well?
No. I mean, yeah, I did okay. I did well on Trump Timmy. It was 4 days. Yeah, it's back to normal now. You're playing the game. Steve and I can write the questions.
Yes.
It's an entire thing.
Okay,
so
we're all back at it. The gang's back together again.
Just in time to celebrate the closing of Velvet Dog.
I couldn't believe it. I was out of town traveling back on Friday when that news came out. Do you know the amount of text messages I had of people that were so traumatized? People that like used to live here, don't live here anymore. I can't believe it. The end of an era.
25 years. We will certainly talk about that and maybe some of your favorite places that are no longer around. Also, I'm sure there's vacation drama. There's always vacation drama that we'll get into. Oh, by the way, this continues. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I'm stunned. You didn't get a winner last week?
We tried.
You did.
Valiant effort. Four so guesses. Weird. We didn't get it. I even said on Friday, I said, could you imagine if today is the day that you guess dead guy in an envelope and I get to tell Jen the game's over?
That would be the best day ever. So that's not the case, though, huh?
He's dead. Ugh. He's a guy. He remains in the envelope. In the on-air studio here at Star 102. We need another guest. We're whittling it down. You're doing a great job. 216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Do you hate the Kansas City Chiefs? I feel like everybody hates them.
My husband sure does.
Everybody hates it. Like, they have now become the Patriots because they just win and win and win, and they don't. And by the way, they go out of their way to not show Taylor Swift now. Have you watched the games?
Yes, I noticed that last night because I kept asking. But I find myself rooting for them because of Taylor Swift.
Everybody hates Kansas City now. It's unbelievable the amount of people that cannot stand Kansas City anymore. Everybody wants them to lose. Maybe I'm wrong. They're actually in the envelope. I just didn't tell anybody. what's your guess for dead guy in an envelope?
Kris Kristofferson.
Great guess. That's not it.
Oh. We love your guess. Thank you so much. My buddy Chuck is currently listening to the show.
Hi, Chuck.
He said, yep, Kansas City stinks. It's official. Yeah. But to be fair, his wife is from Buffalo. Rooting for Buffalo, loves Buffalo, the entire thing. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I'm just saying, and maybe I'm wrong, I feel like people hate Kansas City now. Am I off base on that?
I didn't know that until yesterday when my husband said that to me. And then my 13-year-old agreed. I was like, what? Because, you know, he's really into football and sports and all that, too. And then he was saying that Patrick Mahomes is one of the most hated players. I was like, what?
It's just amazing.
True?
This happens. I mean, it happens. You because win like the, this, people the get best. Tired of
right.
it. I mean, there are people like, I'm tired of seeing LeBron because he's been so good so
right.
long, or Tom Brady because they were winning and winning. You know, like the list, it just, you keep winning, people are tired of seeing it. They are.
And I'm
just, and DM us, let us know. Maybe I'm way off base. And maybe it's just my friends. Maybe everybody loves Kansas City and I'm off base, which could be the case.
And I'm a periphery sports person. I mean, I don't sit down to watch the game. I know I'm sporty Jen. I mean, let's get that clear. We all know that.
Behind the curtain a little bit.
We all know
what you're talking about. You're the one who told me about the stats yesterday.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't hate the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I look forward to them winning, and I'm happy for them because I feel like it'll make Taylor Swift's life happy because of Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and maybe hate's a strong
ridiculous.
Word, but it's
I like it.
It becomes tiring. And then to the second point, I know we're getting to the three things you need to know. They certainly, and I've only watched, of course, they're on all the time, and I understand why. They're Kansas City, and they're great, and I get it. I've only watched the last two games in their entirety. It's playoff football. I'm in. I don't care who's playing. I'm going to watch it. They go out of their way to show Taylor Swift much less than they did last
year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Only after touchdowns, or maybe Kelce makes a play, which he didn't make many of them yesterday. But, I mean, then you'll see her. But remember, they would show her
all the time
on offense or celebrating or with Blake Lively or whatever. That, to me, that is almost gone away.
I'm not going to show Blake Lively. Now, wait, was Tom Brady hated like that, too?
She's not going to be around.
Well,
Blake who? Like, oh, no, it was a coincidence she was there.
Did people hate Tom Brady and his teams like that when he kept winning?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just
him.
Like when you keep winning.
Yeah, you start to get tired of it. So I don't know. That's just certainly let us know.
Why aren't we celebrating the wins for people?
I would love for the Browns to get to this point where everybody
right?
just That's can't stand
right.
them.
Right.
Like, oh, here we go, another Super Bowl.
The winning
oh,
again.
My gosh, here we go.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll ever happen. That would be amazing. But
yeah.
So we'll see. But like, as you mentioned, you know, we do have a finalist for the Super Bowl now.
It's 20 degrees in Bay Village today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. It's Cleveland Pierogi Week. This is a big deal. $8 at participating restaurants. You can get three pierogi. Some spots that are taking part, West Park Station, the Aviator Pub, and Great Lakes Brewing Company.
It's a big deal when I can get a good pierogi recipe. Mine are just rubbery messes. There are great pierogies around. The heritage of pierogies and that community in Northeast Ohio is epic. I cannot make a good pierogi to save my rear end.
You're doing something wrong.
Shouldn't it be pretty basic?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be like butter it up or spice it up or oil it up or something?
Yeah, but I feel like there's a boil and a fry and an onion and a butter.
I cannot
like
make
different...
them at all. I don't even attempt to make pierogies. I can't tell you the last time I had a pierogi because I don't know how to make them. I can't make them. It tastes the same all the time. I know people right now are getting ready to throw their smart speaker across the room.
Are they bland?
They're just bland. Just a lot of starch. Like, I am doing something wrong, and it drives me crazy because I should be able to do that. And there's a great pierogi place like over on Vine Street, and you know, in Eastlake. I cannot do it right. It drives me crazy. I get excited for pierogi week, and I'll go get some, and that's the thing, and they're great.
You like them when they're cooked well?
Yes.
Them when you don't cook them.
Correct. I might as well. Yeah, I'm doing something wrong.
This weekend, my friend Bridget told me her husband doesn't like pierogies, and I almost passed out. I don't understand how you cannot like a pierogi.
Yeah,
he said he likes the dessert pierogies only.
The dessert?
I was like, what? There's
what is
dessert
that?
Pierogi.
Filled with chocolate or something?
Like blueberries. She said they have fruit pierogies.
No,
I was like,
they do not.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I've never even heard of this before.
That is a perfect pierogi.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, it's pierogi week. Don't cook them. Go get them. Costco making a big change in their food courts. No more Pepsi. They're making the switch to Coca-Cola. Don't panic. The $1.50 hot dog and soda still sticking around, too. Mel Gibson's new movie, Flight Risk, starring Mark Wahlberg, was number one at the movies this weekend. Mufasa the Lion King was second, followed by One of Them Days.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Up next, we'll have Stevie on the socials. What do you have today, Stevie?
So according to women on social media, if you get a male shopper when you're using Instacart or DoorDash, you're going to regret it. And the people are sharing their stories.
But that is not... What do you mean? We are fine shoppers. Who does the shopping in every household? Isn't it the man?
I'm going to go with no on
that. Yeah, it's 100% wrong. I get a list and
the
I screw it up.
The comments are on the side of the poster that made the original video that went viral. And all of the comments are very funny.
The accuracy, I've seen some of these videos. The accuracy is just on point. Like 1,000% true on this.
I feel like they made it harder on themselves. Like if they just did it right, it would have been easier.
Correct.
This is what we do. This is what we excel at. I mean, I cannot wait to hear this next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for CB on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Ordering groceries online is supposed to make your life easier and less stressful, but it really all depends on who's filling your order. And according to women on social media, if you get a male shopper on Instacart or DoorDash, you may regret it. So there's a social media user named Samantha Riccardi who recently posted about an order that a guy filled and only one of her five items was right. And in her now viral video, she shares how annoyed she was telling the CEO that she's begging you to make an update on your app where I can request a female shopper.
Wow. I can't believe what I'm hearing. We try our hardest to try to come up with something that makes sense.
I think that the issue is not the trying. Like,
correct.
They probably could have found the item, but instead they're like, oh, this is close enough.
Yes.
Well, there you
like
go. That,
like she said, they're not looking harder. Like the chop Caesar's a little bit more difficult to find. So they just go with the one
they're
say.
Like, what's the matter? Like they're shopping like you would for yourself. Like, eh, whatever.
Because it's all the same to us as guys. It's the same.
If you saw somebody wanted garlic and herb butter, you would just get them regular butter and think that's okay.
I would never do that. But I'm a different.
You are.
I would not do that. It's not fair to ask me. But I understand. And what are these dudes getting paid to grab this stuff to look for your specific? I don't know.
And well, here's another question. You tip. Don't you tip like ahead of time before you?
So you can. Yeah, you can tip ahead of time, which. If you're looking to get a tip, you can pick like, oh, this one's a high tip. I'm going to take it.
Right.
But you have an hour to adjust it. So
you
can pick the high tip and then they take it away.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, so you get your groceries and you're mad that you tipped, 20% tip, whatever you tipped. And then you can go back and change it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could take the tip away and wouldn't that make them want to be better shoppers? But like all the comments, I mean, they're even worse. Someone said that a man substituted my ground beef for a watermelon and they're still confused.
That is not trying.
That's ridiculous.
That is not like ground turkey or something. I would get if you're late.
Right.
And does it prompt you as they're shopping?
Because
I know that I've done this before.
The app. Yes.
Right. And it prompts you like, by the way, we're out of sausage links. Do you want sausage patties instead, or is that not that? Okay.
You can even add your own substitutions.
Right.
Or say you have to approve the like if you want to change it out. So like they have to go in and say, yeah, I want that instead of this and.
Or you could even say no substitutions on your whole order.
Yeah,
like if they don't have
they're
this
definitely
exact, like,
I've done that at Walmart before.
Yeah, but then they just do it anyway. Like the butter, like she specified, like if they don't have that exact one, don't get me one. And then they still got the canola.
This ever happened? I can't believe they gave me blank when you're shopping. Or maybe you sent the husband out and he bought something else totally different. I would love to know.
I've had items arrive where it's several of one item that I thought I ordered one and there will be like three of them. Like, oh, three bags of grapes. That's great.
It's a lot
I'm like,
of grapes.
Did I pay for those or did he just throw them in? I don't know. I don't know if it was a man or woman that did that, but
I could guess.
I bet you'd be right.
I could guess. Ground beef, but you got watermelon. any other examples of that are, of course, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 Cleveland on all the socials. Good morning. Checking the DMs, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 and all the socials. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So Trisha says, I agree. I only had a male shopper one time when I had an order with Target.
For Instacart?
For whatever it is.
Okay.
Yes.
For anybody just joining
You're
us.
Right. For anyone that's a shopper when you order something online. He didn't find three of the five items that were on my list. Two of them were in the cosmetic department. Well, that's a tough
you
one.
You sent me. I'll find that off-brand. What do you want?
I was going to say,
sold a generic? What do you
want?
You're
very familiar.
I will go right now blindfolded to Sephora, and I will pick out whatever you want.
I feel like you do better at Ulta. I mean, let's be honest. I feel like you go
there
more.
The Ulta Target's smaller, so I could, but they don't have everything there. But then right across the way is where they have everything.
Right. So you'll
do well. It reminds me of a comment I saw on the original video I was talking about of the Instacart shopper, where she said, had a male shopper tell me they were out of eyebrow pencils because he was looking in the school supplies.
Seriously?
But if you didn't know, like, think of this.
How do you not know that?
You're an 18-year-old boy that's never had a guy. I mean, I don't know. I could understand that having no idea where some of this stuff is. I will shop now, and I used to work at
cosmetics.
Okay.
And you, I mean,
does it say the aisle too? Like, I'm even, if I'm in Target sometimes and I need something, like, say I'm looking for a vitamin. You can type the brand, you can type the actual vitamin in, it'll pop up on your app and it'll be like, oh, these are in aisle D18 or something. Like, you can literally look up the aisle.
Yeah.
You can find it.
I wanted blank, but they gave me blank. Go right ahead.
Hi, I ordered 7 bananas and got 7 bunches of bananas.
I saw the comment. Someone put 6 individual, and they, like, highlighted individual, and they got 6 bunches.
Well, what do you do when you get that? Like, can you return that, or do you try to knock back 35 bananas?
Nope. I shared them with my boyfriend and his mom.
A lot of banana bread.
Thank you for the DM, Linda. It's Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I was cooking a special dinner and realized the kids had drank the orange juice, and I needed it for dressing. My brother called on his way and asked if I needed anything, so I said, hey, by the way, anything, if I need anything. So I told him I needed an OJ. So I said I only needed a small container, but it must be real orange juice, thinking it would be easy for him to swing into the gas station and grab. He showed up with a gallon of Sunny D. Well done.
That's not the same.
That is real OJ.
That is not real OJ.
So you can't use Sunny D for your dressing. See, we have pay attention to what you say. We mean well. Just sometimes the execution isn't there.
That is 1,000%.
We're not doing. We're not being mean. We grasp certain words.
But, like, why are we half paying attention?
Words.
Just
there's
just
a lot of words
to,
coming at us.
The first time.
There's a lot of words coming at us. A lot of words coming at us.
You can handle
because
it.
Pick and choose, and all we heard was something orange. That's all here. Something orange. Stop and get something orange.
That's not just. It's not that difficult. Get orange
it
juice.
It clearly is.
The real
half
kind.
Hour of how difficult it is. This is clearly tough for us to do. We're working through it. We're trying to be good people. We're trying to be good people and do things and run errands right. We grabbed the wrong bunches of bananas instead of just 7. I'm sorry.
7 bunches is the best. That is so much banana.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Well, thank you for the message.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Were you excited to hear the news? It was probably also rough, I understand, for a lot of us coming back to work on Monday. Not only because it's Monday, but also because of the news that the Velvet Dog is closing.
I couldn't believe it. I haven't been there in years, but gosh, back in the day, went so many times. And when the news broke on Friday.
I mean, it's a hand clapper.
It's a hand. I had so many texts. I had texts from friends all over. What? The Velvet Dog? I can't believe it. People that used to live in Cleveland, a really good friend who you know as well, he texted me, was like, what are you talking about? I can't believe the Velvet Dog is going to close. It's the end of an era. I mean, it really is. The flats. The Warehouse District back in the day. Come on. Velvet Dog, Liquid, Blind Pig.
What place do you miss the most? 216-343-1021. It could be a restaurant. It could be whatever. It could have been the flats back in the day. I would love to know, because you're right. In the rooftop patio. How many levels did Velvet Dog have? 36?
Yes.
There's another level. Oh, there's a private party here. Remember, there was private party with the radio station.
There's
another level? I thought it was rooftop and the floor. No, there's some mid-level. They have a mezzanine here.
The minute you said that, I thought of, I went to a private party there. 1,000% that is how it went.
What is happening here?
Oh, my gosh. It's sad. I can't believe it. They're having a last hurrah this weekend, though. So if you want to go, you know.
What do you mean if we should go as a show?
What?
Oh, yeah. Hit that rooftop. Oh, no. It's not.
No, it's cold.
216-343-1021. We'll have a private party in the mezzanine that we just found out about 15 years ago. Wait, can I get out of this door? Yeah, this is. No, I think that's not the right entrance. I think that's not where we need to be. Club, restaurant. East Bank, something else in the warehouse district. Let's reminisce together, shall we? Velvet Dog Clothes, and we're talking about it on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites as we cover Cleveland. What do you miss? What do you miss that's no longer around? By the way, the laundry list of places that are in the warehouse district that are no longer in the warehouse district, we were kind of going through that off the air because I'm thinking to myself, what's left in the warehouse district?
Yeah, really? What is down there? I think
they got a Starbucks down there. You still have some high-end restaurants there as well. But just down, what was that corridor you made reference to? The Blind Pig.
Yes.
Upstairs, downstairs there. Velvet Dog going away. I mean, you have Barley House across the street.
I believe Dive Bar is still there at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Stephanie sent us a message. She said, the Basement Heaven Beach Club. Wait, Basement Heaven Beach. Those are three.
Yeah, Heaven was a creep.
There was Basement, there was Heaven and Earth, and then there was Beach Club, right? She wrote, man, good times. Miss those days. I will never forget those clubs. And the Beach Club, you could dance on the bar there. Do you remember that?
It was like
you
could jump. Coyote Ugly.
Yeah,
or something like
they
that.
Would welcome it. Like, come on up. We'll give you a shot. Just dance on the bar. And
I didn't remember that.
I'm
was at home studying.
I did that. I'm just saying I remember that was an option.
If there's some footage of Gentui dancing on a bar, I would pay a premium for that.
So glad there were not.
Oh,
cell
gosh.
Phones when I was in college in my early 20s.
You ever think about it? Could you imagine that there were? Could you imagine that being the case? What are we missing? What else is no longer here that we'd, as we're reminiscing? Naughty Mermaid! That's also good. And then there's another one. Add to the list. What are the places that you miss that are no longer here? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show.
Ponderosa.
Oh, that was the one where you go in and you like go down the line, you order your steak, get the baked potato, nice salad bar.
A different Ponderosa.
That's not how Ponderosa went? Wasn't it? Isn't that how you did it? Didn't you like get a tray?
A nice salad bar, and I don't know if they had steak.
Didn't you get a tray?
I was thinking it was more dried out carrots and...
No, and they had steak at Ponderosa.
Maybe some beef tips that looked like steak. Join us for the Star 102 night out at Velvet Dog this Friday night. I just want to see how it sounded.
I'm like, wait, what? We're doing a night out?
I just want to see how it sounded.
I can't believe it. 25 years. Velvet Dog is closing. So we've been talking about all of those nostalgic spots that you wish were still around. And we got a message from Janet. I don't remember this place. Maybe you do, Tim. She says, I miss the Top of the Town restaurant. Fun little tidbit, though, is that the booths and tables of that restaurant are now in the cafeteria of my kid's school. And they call their cafeteria Top of the Town as a tribute. How cute is that?
That's amazing. No, I had a Google. I knew the name. It says it's that restaurant that was located on the 38th floor of Erie View Tower. It closed in 1995. That's the AI overview when you Google
it. Oh, that's it. Well,
I definitely heard of that. I did not know where that was at, but it's right. It was right here downtown. Also closed in 95. I mean, that was
a while
30
ago.
Years ago. You know,
Vicky says 95 was not 30 years ago. Don't say that. That's so
You think the 90s are
that
recent.
Is so
You're out
troubling.
Of your mind. Like, you are as close to 1995 as you are 2055.
Okay. I don't like those memes and
I
things.
I barely remember 95. Hey, Stevie, what year were you born? 96.
Vomit.
Same.
The lies. Like, what? Reborn or something? What? Vicky says.
Peabody's. Welcome back, Jen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tim. It was such a delight to be here. Peabody's was awesome. Can't forget about that one. Peabody's was awesome.
My brother and I would drive. We born and raised in Akron. So to go to the flats back in the day, is a process, right? This is 40 miles away or whatever.
There
has to be a trip, has to, you know, and we would go with buddies. We went to Peabody's down in the flats, and I know that they moved it close to CSU that was there for a number of years after that for I don't know how many shows. They had, at the time,
it was awesome.
Everybody that was everybody would go through Peabody's, from A Tribe Called Quest to, like, Bush before they even know who they were, to the, like, the list goes on and on, the bands that we used to see there.
But remember, there was Peabody's, and then there was Peabody's Down Under, because I went to John Carroll, and it was right on the corner of, like, Cedar and, it might have been Cedar and Lee. I don't know.
That
it
was, I don't, on the corner, remember.
Yeah. But it was like, you would, there was like a basement, and there were like, but I mean, it was so teeny tiny. I feel like the whole bar was like as big as this studio, but they would have bands play in this basement, and you would, it was just a good time. And it was, I mean, who knows what's there now? Somebody has to remember that location, Peabody's Down
Under. Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. But yeah, that's, and thank you. This has been a lot of fun. A lot of people, even the Ponderosa comment, I was kidding. Ponderosa was fun.
I knew they had good steak. At least I thought when I was a kid.
I didn't say anything about anything being good, but it was good for a long time. And I looked, and their closest one, I believe, is in Columbus. They are still around. Ponderosa's
still
around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, road trip
for you, Jen. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show.
Yes, I had a great vacation last week. My family went with my husband and my two boys, my 10-year-old and my 13-year-old. We went to Turks and Caicos. It was beautiful. Sunny, gorgeous weather. I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm telling you this for a reason. Because something happened while we were there. Anytime we go on a vacation like this, where it's at a resort or in a tropical location, it is a challenge to get anywhere on time. And you may think, well, that's weird. You have no other obligations. Why would it be a challenge to get anywhere on time? Well, you see, Tim, resorts like this, or places in other countries, as you know, I'm sure, have a lot of wildlife, lizards, chameleons, iguanas, those type of things. What are those little lizards? I don't know what they're called. Salamander. What are the lizards you see everywhere? I'm calling them lizards. Are they really lizards? They're not iguanas. They're like, some of them are like this big.
Do they have 4 feet? Do they slither?
Yeah, I mean, but they're not like moist.
It's not a moist slither. I would actually report that and leave the island immediately.
My point is, like, the whole time, the boy, oh my God, another lizard. And then what they try to catch them. They want to catch. And I'm not just talking about my kids. Huh. This is my husband too. And they are everywhere. I mean, these lizards are everywhere. So I learned something on this trip, because they did catch one.
Oh, all right.
It was not an enjoyable experience for me, because I'm not sure. Do you know what happens if you grab one of these by the tail?
I've never tried that. I don't think in particular I've been to a lizard location.
Oh,
that's why I can't really speak to this.
Was it in Mexico?
Like, they have some random, they have roosters all over the place,
yeah,
like in Key West, or chickens, or
there
whatever.
Were chickens,
they're
at
all
the resort
over the place, just roaming free, just seeing what's going on. Like, I've seen that. But a lizard person, I don't know if I've had it.
Like,
I haven't tried to grab it, nor am I quick enough. I'm actually,
they are,
the agility of Nate
quick.
Must be next level.
Oh,
I don't know.
This was not Nate. This was the kid. Actually, it was Noah that caught it. And then, well, yeah.
Okay.
I am gagging just even thinking about telling you the rest of the story. But I have to tell you, because I feel like you'll enjoy it. See, it is disgusting.
So you got one. That's good. I'm proud of them.
Well,
that's good.
Half of one.
What?
I can't.
Was it the lizard or the ard?
Oh, that's so gross. You're going to die when I tell you what happened.
All right. Actually, a little bit afraid of the ending of the story. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You should be. We were on a vacation. We were in Turks and Caicos. We were at a resort where you walk everywhere. Like, no car, whatever. You get there, you stay there, you don't leave the resort. And that's what we did. We walked everywhere. And I had mentioned that, you know, I have a husband. I have two children, 10 and 13. And getting anywhere in this resort, we had to allow for like an extra 10 minutes, because they stop every single time they see a lizard. And there are a million of them ever. They spot them everywhere. These, my boys, I mean, there's little lizards, there's big lizards. And they kept saying they want to yoink them, because apparently there's some guy, alligator chaser, that says he yoinks alligators. I don't know. So they kept trying to yoink them. Yoink, it's a yoink. Let's get a yoink. So, one day of the trip, Noah yoinks the lizard. And it turns out, Tim, and again, I don't know if they're actual lizards, whatever they are. You've heard that their tails regenerate?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he yoinked it, and he only got the tail. So he only got the tail at the lizard, and you're thinking, oh, that's gross. Tail came off of a lizard. Okay, that's not that bad, Jen. Like, whatever.
Like, the tail and hand came off?
Not only did tail and hand come off, the tail, oh, God. The tail continues to move for a lengthy amount of time.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh,
I'm in his hand?
In his hand.
Oh, that is amazing.
And I swear I took video and I'm looking through my phone. I must have not even hit record because I knew in the moment I would want to record this, but I must have, I'm like gagging. The tail. I mean, it had to be all of 5 minutes because Max wouldn't put it down. He kept carrying it. I'm like, Max, put that down. And of course, I'm getting out like hand sanitizer, wanting to spray him. There's like a little bit of blood. There's blood on the end of the tail.
Wait, so.
And it's like this long and the tail is moving independently of the lizard. The lizard is gone.
This might be the best story we have ever told on the Jen and Tim show. So it's squirting, and then the rest of the lizard just walks off, and it's fine. It's good?
I guess. I don't know. It goes under the bushes. The lizard is gone, Red's and the kids gone. Are like, ha-ha,
I would be
tail.
Gone, too. Somebody ripped the tail off. I'm probably going the opposite way.
And Nate keeps going on about, well, boys, this is, you know, this is the self-protection of the lizard. The lizard is fine. Their tails come off. That's what they do. And, I mean, this tail broke off so easily.
This is... the greatest.
And it was like a bloody stub on the one end, but I'm not even kidding you.
I could do without the bloody stub reference.
Well, it's a bloody
stub.
I'm
not going to lie.
It was a bloody stub.
Does he still have it? God. Did he wrap it up and bring it home?
If it were up to him,
you would.
Yeah,
in a bag
like,
of some
absolutely
sort.
Absolutely not. Put it down. And then I like literally like I'm spraying him down and gagging at the same time.
Okay. I would almost ask if this has ever happened to anybody else, but I'm going to go with a no. So there you go.
It is the grossest thing ever. So that was my vacation.
Nice job, Noah. And the reflexes.
And Max. Yeah.
And Max Noah, as well. Noah, the entire crew.
Yeah, right.
Nate, you'll get one next time. Next time. You got this one, Nate! We're talking about detached body parts on Star 102,
no,
Cleveland's
not.
Feel-good favorites.
That's really not what we're doing.
It's lizard chat.
It is lizard chat, as my kids on vacation last week caught a lizard, but they only got the tail portion because the lizard got away. They detached their tails. And it is the most repulsive thing ever, not because you're holding a tail in your hand, because you're holding a moving tail in your hand.
How we have a call about this, I have no idea, but please go ahead.
So I lived in Florida. I moved from Cleveland to Florida, and I lived there with my kids for 25 years. I have three kids, and I can tell you every single one of them at one time or another has had a lizard tail in his hand.
Yeah, it's disgusting, isn't it?
It's pretty gross. It's pretty gross. I always feel terrible for the lizard, but they, you know, they do recover. It does grow back. But yeah, the fact that it sits there wiggling, you know, unattached is pretty gross.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.